Okay, we're picking up the daily halacha. Today we'll finish the isser of listening to music during this time period, and if we'll see if there's time, we'll be able to get into the isser of getting a haircut during this time period. We'll see, maybe it might be tomorrow's share, depending on how long it takes us to get through the last few halachas over here of listening to music. So the first, another halacha, again, we're talking about different exceptions to the rule when might be listening and playing music or dancing might be mutter. So we're going to discuss different simchas of mitzvahs. So a bar mitzvah, boba yom of a bar mitzvah, has a simcha shel mitzvah. So how much is a person allowed to sing, allowed to dance? So there's a machlokas aposkim about this, Rav Yashuv. It's brought down in Hilchos Vanhagos in the sixth page over there. He says in a Sudas Bar Mitzvah of Shavuot Shechalbo, he says that you can sing Siri Zemer Kodesh Bepeh. However, clearly no music, no live music, and no dancing. That is the psak of Rav Yashiv. However, we brought already, he's going to be Lashitaso in all of these halachas, so it's a good marmakov to know. And as a passing, again, everyone consult your Rav when you have these specific shilas, but Rav Avadya Nechavidas, Chelev Vav Lamadalad, we quoted already, but that tshuva over there, he says in a Simcha Shel Mitzvah, and he brings the example of Bar Mitzvah, he says, if the Shirei Kodesh are going to be accompanied by singing, if it's a simcha of mitzvah, then you can be more mekel. L'chora, I did a double check, but I think Rav Avadya is even talking about during the 9 days. Again, that would be another major heter of Rav Avadya, but everyone again consult your Rav when it comes to these if they come up. And the Siyam Masechas, that is more common, because the Siyam Masechas, we know, we're going to get into that heter, a very popular one, that's a person, you can't eat meat during the 9 days, but if a Siyam Masechas and Bris Mila, that was another one, but for other heter, you can have meat. So many people do make a siyum. So when a guy finishes, can you sing? To me, whatever. Yeah, nigunim, you like to sing to be mechabed the person who had just finished the siyum. So in the Sefer Karelai Moed, in the name of Nissim Karelitz, he says, yet you'd be mutter l'shir l'kavod siyum, however, not dance. And do not be lola haflik. He says, don't have overextend yourself in the singing. You could sing a nigun or two, and it doesn't say exact number, but don't do it over the top. But you can sing l'chava the singer, but don't do dancing. However, again, l'chava das says that it would be allowed to l'chora be dancing in that circumstance, according to Rav Avadya. So another one is, what about someone who gets engaged? Similar shaila, it's a haschala of the pru or vu, so it's a little bit of a simcha. So again, Nisim Karelitz said over there, mutter to sing, however, not to dance. Or Shlomo Zalman also says that even though in yeshivas, it's the minhag is that when a guy comes back as an Eretz Yisrael, I'm not familiar with this so much, like the first time he comes back after getting engaged, that they like dance for him, they put on their shoulders, and they dance with him, so then and they clap their hands. So that, Shlomo Zalman said, should be avoided during this time, even though that's generally done when a person gets engaged. One last halacha, two different manifestations of this halacha, is singing for parnasa and playing for parnasa. The first one is doing it for a goy, so they don't have any isra of listening to music. So would it be mutter to play music for them? Let's say play piano, whatever it is, obviously in the tznius issues being avoided, whatever parnasa ish situation you have. This is already discussed in earlier achronim, the prima gadim, neish avram, simon tuf kof nan aleph, seif katan yod. He discusses the shayler, and he says that if a parnasa is a kli zemer, it's a inu de misamishta, he says it would lechora be mutter. There is, we'll get to the shayla about maybe during the 9 days, might be more into machmir, but he says mutter during the 3 weeks. And the Moed Lekol Chai also quotes that the Tzorach Parnasa, there could be more room to be mekel even through the 9 days. So that is the opinion of the Prima Gadim. However, the Prima Gadim writes that maybe Rosh Chodesh Adatanis, there might be room to make it, but Tzarech Ian, and the Bir Alach over there, Bir Alach Tov Kunal, he discusses that, and he says, he quotes the Derech HaChai, Mashma De'inu Matzer, Prima Gadim, Ela Miyadzayim B'tamuz Ad Rosh Chodesh, only until Rosh Chodesh, but after Rosh Chodesh, he is Machma. That's Bir Alach, he says that he quotes this as a Shita, doesn't necessarily paskin so clearly in Bir Alach. However, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch explicitly in Simon Kuf Chav Beis Os Aleph, he says, Yisrael She Prazasa Shul only Ad Rosh Chodesh. That is the halacha, and similar Ben Ishchai also. Ben Ishchai also says that this was only going to be mutter after Shivasar B'Tamuz, however, Rosh Chodesh and Tisha B'Av, until Tisha B'Av, that the 9 days, you should avoid doing this, even Lotzorach Parnassah. So there might be more to make, it'll get Rosh should be consulted, but that is the general opinions of the poskim on this matter. Now, with it, what about an Ashkenazi who wants to, so this is a similar, might be a little bit more applicable in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, where the Sfardim, we said, have the minhag that it's okay to get married until Rosh Chodesh, so can a Ashkenazi play for a Sephardi at a wedding? Can he get hired and then play for at a wedding? So lechora, I'll pay the din that we just said before, that maybe you should just make the same shoes to you, so make the same comparison and understand that it's the same halacha. Why would it be any different? However, if you look in the Nitei Gavril, Perek Tesvav Os Gimel, he says That maybe dafka lagoyim or acting mishum sheinim or a simcha etzlo. It's not going to bring about any simcha. Who cares that these goyim are partying? You don't care. It makes it maybe more sad. We don't have a whole, that's what situation we're in. However, when you are playing in a chasana, you get excited and it's mamish bringing you simcha. So it could be that there'd be more room to be machmir. Again, they don't necessarily go out right that it's usher, so Rav could be consulted with that also. Maybe a major tzorach, maybe more room to be mekel, but they do make a chilek, which is mistaber in Svara also. That at the end of the day, when you're singing at a wedding, hopefully, the good musician usually gets into it. He'll sing very happily, get lebedik, and he'll get very into the singing. So lechora over there, that could be something that might be tried to be avoided a little bit more than just playing for a goy. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, I guess, you know, we're already over time with the introduction, and we'll start with the Gemara, the source from the Mishnah, up until the Gemara and the Rishonim with regards to the Isser of getting a haircut, Be'ez Hashem, and tomorrow's daily halacha.